At an orbital incident report, 1700 hours, 8th March 3305. Incident location, Hutton Orbital. Reporting officer, Mia Harkness. Apology officer, Team Hotbox. Circulate 2, His Fluffiness, Alvin DeFeer, Progenitor Leo Wolf. Incident type, security. Well, like many things in Hutton Orbital, it started with a smell, an intolerable smell, worse than Symuth's digested pickled mushrooms. A cursory inspection of Cubicle 3 showed that, for once, it was not the cause. Finally, Commander Psycho Cow owned up, and at the insistence of Alvin DeFeer, the offending orifice was fitted with an AI-enhanced catalytic converter, or a cork. To avoid injury and possible loss of sight to other radio presenters, it was decided to fit the implant. So Nurse Wyeth got to work with a welding torch and a pair of wire snippers. In order to perform to its best ability, the implant was connected to his enteric nervous system, and that's when things started to get weird. And I mean Hutton weird. As the implant and gut brain started working together on methane management, people around Hutton began receiving comms calls and messages pleading for help. It would appear that the implant was trying to have itself removed and was using its Wi-Fi connectivity to enlist the assistance of commanders in the Hutton orbital area. With limited interaction protocols, the implant has attempted to impersonate authority figures which it thinks will have more influence on human recipients, such as Nigerian princes, generals, and friends of important public figures. So if you receive a request for help from any of the above, please ignore them. That catalytic converter has a job to do, and we will all suffer if it's released. The cybernetic arse's latest ploy was to invite the whole Hutton orbital radio team to a conference call where it could air its grievances. Unfortunately, it decided to do this by video call, meaning those who accepted were too traumatised to listen to what the intelligence had to say for itself. With an uncanny sense of precognition, one witness said that it sounded a lot like politicians, venting guttural pronouncements but not making a lot of sense. When asked about the revolution going on in his lower intestine, Commander Psycho Cow replied, "It always makes noises like that, I don't have the best diet." Latest reports said that the AI arse has begun campaigning for the Federation presidency and is gaining support by the day. We can only apologise and wish you a happy Teacher Appreciation Day. Me Harkness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox. Sorry again.